I'm curious about magicians and magic tricks.
Okay.
I'm wondering if the Bible is clear on if that's okay or if it's not. I know that, the word magician has a different meaning than what I'm referring to, at least what
I... No, you're talking about someone who uses sleight of hand and deception for entertainment.
Right, illusions.
Yeah.
This type of thing.
Well, I will admit, and first of all, I'm not anybody's example in these things. I will admit that I'm always intrigued by how they do some of those things.
Yeah, me too.
But, I mean, everybody wants to know how they do that. But in reality, I think that Christians should try to hold fast to that which is true. Paul says in Philippians, whatever things are true.
And that's right.
So I've got a boy who's in the Marines. You know, Daniel just headed back off. He was in Iraq. He's on his way to – he's in Japan now. And he came back with one of these Saddam Hussein decks of cards, and he was showing me all these tricks. And I thought, how do you do that? But, you know, really, I think Christians should avoid deception and the sleight of hand. I've actually met people who are Christian magicians,
yes,
and it seems like
too.
An oxymoron
yeah.
to me. Mm-hmm. Now, the Bible's clear enough if you look in Deuteronomy 18, verse 10. It says that a charmer or consulter with familiar spirits or a wizard or a necromancer, all that do these things are an abomination to the Lord. Of course, these are folks who really were, you know, claiming to have supernatural power to do these things.
Right.
The ones who are doing the Houdini tricks and they say right up front, this is a trick. Well, I wouldn't judge them as harshly, but I still think Christians should avoid being known for their deception.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
I think
there's room to comment on what Hollywood is doing these days. I mean, we're bombarded from everything with Harry Potter to The Lord of the Rings to, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean to all of these other things that are coming out these days.
We have a new book by Steve Wolberg called The Hidden Dangers of Harry Potter.
Oh.
And you know our friend Steve.
Yes, I know Steve. Yeah.
And he's just come out with his book. As a matter of fact, I think he's getting it printed with Destiny Books, Christian publishers. So if you want to know more about Harry Potter, that's the closest thing we have to the magic question, James.
Yeah, well, I'm down on Harry Potter already.
All right.